7th Perek Kalai Mishnah Beis Hamavich Sholosh Gefonim Mikoreim Zirim. Once again, this Havrocha is that he takes a branch of the grapevine and he buries under the ground and then it starts growing further away. So the way the Rambam learns Pshat over here is that he has a vineyard and three of the vines from the vineyard he takes the branches, buries them under the ground, and then they come up further away from the vineyard. So the question is, these new vines that are now further away from the vineyard, are they considered part of the vineyard and you have to be mafik 4 amas for them, or are they considered a separate entity and it's enough to separate 6 tefachim for them? So if you have 3 of them and the 3 of them are separated by one another, in other words the new vines that are growing by between 4 amas and 8 amas, it's considered an extension of the vineyard, and you have to separate 4 amas from these 3 ones. It's not enough to separate 6 tefachim. If they are too far apart from another, or you don't have 3 of them, then they're not mitzdafim. We treat them as independent grapevines, that it's enough to separate 6 tefachim between them and other things that are planted. The Rambam learns, this is talking about in the winter, we're not talking about that the grapevine died. In the winter, there's no leaves on the vine. It just looks like a branch. If you plant wheat next to it before the grapes start growing, the grapes, it's also to plant grapes there. It's also to plant wheat there or vegetables there, but if they do grow before the grapes themselves started growing, the wheat will not be also. That's the opinion of the Rambam. Other Rishonim learn that we're not talking about such a situation. Talking about when it actually dried out. Yeah. Rabbi Meir, Raimel, Ab Tzema Geffen, Ochvin Mekadosh. Ab Tzema Geffen, which is like a cotton plant, which looks like Geffen. It's also to plant other medium next to the cotton plant because it looks, it's Marzain, it looks like the grapevine, Vein Mekadosh, but if you did plant it, it's not also because it's, after having said and done, it's not a grapevine. Rabbi Lezman, Sodekoim, Rabbi Sodekoim, and Mishmoy. Rabbi Levitz says in the name of his father, Afal Gavaya Geffen, also the Eine Mekadosh. If a person plants on top of a Geffen that has been, according to the Rav, that was buried under the ground, and there aren't 3 tefachim above it, it's also to do that, but the Yevit, that which will grow there, is not Osir, but no, at this point, Allah is not like the Rosh HaMiyachot, it's Osir, and that it grows with the Osir, but no.